RhythmandSoulRadio.com. We are live here at Putnam County Wine and Food Festival, Wells Park, Brewster, New York. And I had to hurry up to get on right now because I had to get this lady while I can get her. She is the producer, the creator, the organizer of the Putnam County Wine and Food Festival. Lauren is here at the microphone with us. Lauren, thank you. Thank you for everything. Thank you, one, for having us come up and be a media partner. Thank you for having us come up and broadcast. And thank you for putting together this wonderful event.
Well, you're very welcome. Thank you, too, myself.
You know, now, we were talking yesterday. You said you've been doing this all 12 years and doing it on your own. What was the impetus that had you start doing this event?
Okay, when I first came to Putnam County, I was a journalist for the Jamaican Caribbean papers, and I noticed there weren't too much events in Putnam County. And I used to go to cover the wine events in different counties, and I said, hey, maybe this would be a great opportunity to bring this to the county. I just wanted to start it and give it to someone who knows production, but I couldn't, so I ended up doing it by myself, and here it is.
Now, your background is in entertainment. I'll try to turn up your headphones. Your background is in entertainment and specifically working with newspapers like the Jamaica Gleaner and others. There always been a Caribbean Day component for the festival?
Yes, that's the reason why. And also because I'm from Jamaica. So I like to promote our culture with our food, music, and everything else. Yes. Thank you.
And so I got to say to you, happy Independence Day today, Jamaica Independence Day. Can't hear me still. I have to say happy Independence Day. Today's Jamaica Independence Day. So got to say happy Independence Day to you. How many of the vendors have been with you over the years? Is it always new vendors?
I think when they're finished.
All right. I'll make it quick. How many of the vendors have been with you over the years? Is it always new vendors?
There are a couple new vendors, but they have like Warwick Valley Wineries, always been with them. Ferrera, 1857 Spirits, Cooper's Daughter, they've always been with me. So there are quite a few vendors who have always been there throughout the years.
Excellent. And I know you're busy. I just want to make sure people get to hear you. I want to make sure people got to hear who you are, because you are the person behind this. And it's our first year, but we hope that we can be here with you for another 12 plus years.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. We have to work together because we're both doing the same thing, promoting our culture.
Absolutely,
yes.
Absolutely. I know you're running around. You have the wine tent. You have all the vendors. I'm gonna go get some food because I haven't eaten yet, so I can go to the wine tent. I can't go to the wine tent if I don't eat, so I have to make sure I go to the wine tent. I go to the wine tent, so I gotta go eat first. But besides doing this, do you work with the Chamber of Commerce here? Do you own productions?
Yes, I do. I'm a member of the Brewster Chamber of Commerce, and they were very instrumental in getting this festival together.
Excellent.
Especially Maggie, her husband does the Hamlet Hub. They're one of our sponsors, and Maggie has been doing her social media. She's with Master IT Media. She's very good.
Excellent. Yeah, we got to talk to Maggie yesterday on the air, and it's great that you can get the support from someone who is sponsors and now work with you to help build the event.
Yes, definitely. Yeah. And Metro North, don't forget about Metro North.
Metro North, because what I realized when I drove up, Metro North is like right here.
Yes.
They're literally right around the corner.
Yes. They did it. They call MTA Away now. So they did a package deal for us that people could take the train and tickets.
Right.
Which is very good. So I have a lot of people coming from the city with the train.
And there's so many people here with their lawn chairs. You set up chairs for folks.
Yeah.
But they have, everybody can bring their lawn chairs. There's still time. It's 2 o'clock. So there's still another 3 hours today for you to come and join us. They can purchase tickets at the gate when they get here, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So everybody listening who's in the New York area, you're driving around, come stop here at Wells Park, Brewster, New York. Just put it in your GPS, drive on up, come hang out with us. Lots more music, lots of food, lots of things you can take home with you that you will really enjoy. And it's more than just food and wine. There's all types of home improvement vendors here. There's wine, there's beer, there's stronger alcohol, and then,
and
of course, so much food.
The children's area, too, where they're doing
the children's
face painting.
It's full. The children's area, there's a lot of kids that are up there, a lot of people under the picnic table shed. So it's a...